You know, folks, one of the real tangible winners in this Washington, D.C. affair might be Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, up for re-election in his state of Kentucky. Turns out the deal struck between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader McConnell secures close to $3 billion in funding for one of Senator McConnell's pet projects, a dam on the Ohio River, something that he might be running on in his contested election. Philip Bailey, political editor at WFPL, has been reporting on this story from Louisville. Philip, what's going on here?
Hey, how you doing? Essentially, you know, this legislation, there's a provision in it specifically that allows for the increase for the Olmsted Dam and Lock project from $755 million in funding, and it raises that authorization cap to $2.9 billion. That is actually the largest increase of many different, which we would call pork spending, in that legislation. So it caught many by surprise to see in the midst of the shutdown and default debate to catch this provision in there where you see this significant increase for a project in Senator McConnell's home state.
Is your view here, and is the view from Louisville, that Harry Reid did Senator McConnell a favor, or did Senator McConnell really just sort of extract a concession because he needs to run on bringing money back to the district or back to the state?
Senator McConnell's office has said to us that they did not ask for this request. They said that, you know, Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee are the ones responsible for this language, that the senator did not request this. However, he has been a vocal supporter of this project in the past. Back in 2009, he was actually at the dam encouraging for additional funding that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers were asking for. It's a key project not only for the state of Kentucky but for the region. About $90 billion tons of goods actually go through that dam, like coal, petroleum, grain, in fact. So it's pretty important to the region. But the senator, surprisingly, isn't trying to take credit for all of this. He's saying, you know, this wasn't something that I requested. It was something that was put in by these other senators that has bipartisan agreement.
Well, he's a very smooth operator, and Feinstein and Lamar Alexander working on his behalf is certainly not out of the question. But let's not be conspiratorial here, Philip Bailey. Let's talk about McConnell's challenger. Does he run on the question of, you know, needless federal spending? Does he dare go after this earmark?
I suspect that Matt Bevin, who is Senator McConnell's primary challenger in the Republican primary, will. I was a bit surprised at the fact that Mr. Bevin did not address this issue last night when the story first broke. His campaign spokesman said that they will address this issue in the coming days. But, you know, for the McConnell campaign, I think as Senator McConnell, as he struck this deal with Senator Reid, he's looking to the general election. The McConnell campaign considers Matt Bevin to be more of a nuisance. They consider him to be someone who's still stuck at 20%. His campaign fundraising totals weren't that impressive, about $822,000 raised, $600,000 of which were Mr. Bevin's from his personal wealth. It's yet to be seen if Bevin can actually crack that and provide a serious insurgency. However, it is problematic for McConnell in the sense that every time he makes any sort of larger compromise or deal with the Democrats, right here back home, he has to deal with Bevin and Tea Party activists who say he's not being conservative enough. This new information about this provision in the bill for the Olmsted Lock and Dam could turn a lot of conservatives off and energize Bevin's base. We'll see in the next few days and weeks if that benefits Bevin or not.
All right, last thing. Yeah, and here's the big headline. I know you're not an economist, but Philip Bailey, maybe the price of avoiding a multi-trillion dollar financial calamity of a debt default by the United States was a cool $3
billion. I mean, it seems that way in a lot of people's minds. When you look at the shutdown bill, there were a lot of different provisions that were added in there. Senator John McCain of Arizona, I believe, commented last night on this story saying that, you know, he feels like the politicians in Washington are basically alcoholics, so they can't help themselves when it comes to putting this spending in there.
Well,
this is something that obviously the Tea Party wanted to get rid of, but we still see this sort of practice in Washington.
$3 billion to avoid a few trillion in calamity sounds like a bargain to me. Philip Bailey, thanks so much.
No problem.
Philip Bailey is political editor at WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky.
There's a a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.